Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It is on like radar charm.
With a fleet of super bads and status radar charm.
Afternoons on the Score.
Mm-hmm. Benedict, the extra offensive lineman, moved. Free play for Williams as the flag is down. So Caleb looking to launch. Does with the end zone. Touchdown. Colston Loveland. So it was a free play. Williams taking advantage of it. And if the flag is on the Niners, we're an extra point from a tie game.
There have been so many performances from Caleb Williams that it actually is difficult to nail it down to one where you go, oh, look at that. The light's on.
A texter says, you know, the second half of the Green Bay game up there in Green Bay.
Also.
When he showed life and adjusted along with Ben and they fought back. I mean, so that's like seven or eight different games that you could point to and say, that's when I believed. So that's crazy. And look, I am open to being a Caleb doubter at times in the first half of this year, especially in terms of whether he and Ben were going to click. But they seem to have clicked.
So far, so good. Let's hear from you on this. 312-644-6767. Hey, John, you're on the Score.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I just wanted to just make a quick comment here and reframe it a little bit. For me, I called the throw against Cleveland to DJ Moore Jordan-esque, but it's been a little bit different since then. I would say that would be the first nail in the coffin of quarterback doubt. Since then, there's been another nail, which would have been into that coffin against the Green Bay Packers to DJ Moore. And then finally, right here in this 49ers game, boys, Caleb Williams is elite. Just time to put it to bed.
Thanks,
buddy. For taking my call.
You got it. All right, so he's got specific nails. Two of them were plays and one was a whole game. I think most of the people we're talking to have, like us, watched every play of the entire season and seen the progression.
It's funny because we could just flip this topic and be like, what's been your favorite Caleb Williams play this year, right?
Right. See, that's the thing. Like, to me, it's more holistic than the specific plays of the caller.
I agree with you, but I'm not going to poo-poo a caller that's like, nah, you know when I saw it?
Mm-hmm.
It was on this throw. It was the Loveland throw in the Cincinnati game.
Yeah.
Or the throw to Komet against the Eagles.
Sure.
Like, I'm not going to...
No.
I can't say that you're wrong,
no,
right?
But like, if we got to get specific on the Sunday night game, it's the 3rd and 14 to Jahdae Walker with incredible touch on the sideline, not the bullet to Loveland.
It's the throw to DJ against Cleveland. It's the throw to DJ against the
Green
Packers.
Like, right.
There's a
lot to choose from.
It's good commiseration that's happening. Elgin and Joe. Hey, Joe, you're on the Score.
Hi, guys. This is more of an observation. We were never known as a place where quarterbacks live. They always come here to die. And it could be other players, too. Offensive linemen, people we drafted last year and this year, and different coaching staffs. It's like we have got such a great coaching staff. How many players in the past and how many players from other teams, quarterbacks and whatever, that because their coaching staff doesn't have the detail that ours has, could still be playing, that could even be thought of as stars or whatever, because They were never given the right coaching staff to help.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Helps them out.
Yeah, no, it's a great point, and I think the overall year has been kind of a rejiggering of that conversation as we've appreciated coaches. Think about it this way. All those times we've said, well, if you put Caleb with the coaches and the context that Jalen Hurts had, then, you know, or if you put Justin Fields with that, then what would have happened? Now, I had my nephew, who's a big Saints fan, say to me, well, what would Tyler Shuck be like with Ben Johnson? And I thought about it for a minute, and I was like, probably be pretty damn good, actually.
That's why,
isn't that interesting?
To a higher degree, I won't say lesser degree, that's why I brought up the Malik Willis thing. What does Malik Willis look like as the primary quarterback with Matt LaFleur?
For LaFleur.
And I'm not saying replace Jordan Love,
because
Jordan Love's really good. I'm just going like, wow, they seem to
for sure.
But vibe.
But to the caller's point on Bears, I think we're now one of those places where people are going to say
100%.
If quarterback X had this, well, then who knows what they would be?
100%.
Because we've got the right teacher and play caller and scheme.
And in some places, you can see it happen where, like Trevor Lawrence, for example, like he's been fine, but Trevor Lawrence with Liam Cohen is an MVP candidate.
Yeah, that's
right.
It's a crazy thing. It really is, just how quick it can flip.
Duval. let's go to Dave in Lombard. Hey, Dave, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Good. Hey, love the show. I listen to you guys driving into work every day and just get a kick out of you guys.
Oh, we appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All seasons, especially when you guys talk to Nico about pizza. So I've been watching the Bears since I've Evelini, and here's the one moment I've been waiting for since I was 8, okay? When the free play happened, meaning Caleb, he hitched for a second. He realized, oh, wait a minute. This worked. I drew them off. I have a free play here. I don't have to panic. And that was the moment you saw the maturation of the Bears quarterback position we've been waiting for 50 years.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
And here's part of the reason why. You've seen it happen to you. Over and oh, you saw it for 15 years where Aaron Rodgers would get you to draw off sides, and then all of a sudden there's explosive pass play on the backside of it. And you're right. Everyone stopped, and Caleb kind of hitched, and it's like, oh, fun time. Now all verts. Let's see what happens.
He had checkdowns that were open. Like, he could have done that. Said, all right, yeah, we got 20 yards on the free play. No.
Let's go for it all.
Let's go big game hunting, which is the right thing to do. And he waited, and Loveland came open. I totally agree. Totally agree with that. And the patience to wait was even more impressive than using the cadence to draw them.
I like it all. I like every part of that play I love. And I think it speaks to the caller's point.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the things. It's doing the cadence and using it as a weapon, the realization of I got your ass, and now, and then the realization of, hey, let's go have a little fun. Let's go hunt a touchdown.
I got to say, the missing piece for me for a lot of these weeks, one of the missing pieces has been the deep ball accuracy. And now that the deep ball accuracy has leveled up, it's like, oh boy. Well, if they're going to come and, you know, charge the line because of your run game or spy on Caleb because of his scramble, now you can beat him deep. And as a texter points out, 5 for 5 on balls traveling longer than 20 yards or more on Sunday night.
Arby's. Let's go to Chris, who's calling from Barrington. Hey, Chris, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year. Lawrence, I am the former bag boy. We've talked and met before. So,
oh, what's up, bag boy?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
One observation, or actually a couple, I'd be curious to hear your take on this. One, to me, I agree with Speeds. You kind of got to step back and take a look at it holistically. And when I do that, call me crazy, but Caleb's season, this season, tracks remarkably similar to Patrick Mahomes' second season, which was his first season playing full-time. They look very similar to me. They're both – you look at them and you just go, oh, my God, they're headed in – I mean, you can't stop this guy. I mean, they're headed in such a direction that you just – you're not going to be able to stop. But that was one observation I had. And the second was I was watching, obviously, the game on Sunday. And I thought Collinsworth did a pretty good job of pointing out that, you know, Caleb is kind of missing some guys that are right in front of him, blah, blah, blah. I think when I look at the Bears offense and the Niners offense, I actually see really similar offenses, good, heavy, running offenses with great play action, naked bootleg, stuff like that, all the cool stuff. I would say Purdy is a little bit better game manager, and Caleb can hit the explosive throw. But I think over time, Caleb masters the game management part of it as well. So as excited as I am about Caleb now and what's happening, I'm also excited about what he grows and turns into in years to come.
I think that's a really well said point.
I think there's a lot of growth still to come. And, you know, there's going to be a thing where, like, Purdy's better in terms of accuracy, far, far better. Mahomes in year two, the year you're talking about, was better in terms of accuracy. He had 7 different games above 70% that year. He had a whole bunch of 300-yard games and a more explosive pass-friendly offense.
I don't even know if you have to compare it to anything else.
I don't think you need to.
I'm in the space of, like, let's just see what he is.
Right, but I think when you do that, that's when the pushback will come, as it just came from me, because it doesn't need to happen just yet.
Yeah, and we don't have to go to the nth. Like, we don't have to go to the nth degree. It's like, this is just fun, watching what's going on right now.
It's damn fun.
Let's find out what Matt Forte has to say about it. If you've you're in a different schedule because of the holiday, and you're like, wait, you guys talk to Matt Forte at 3 o'clock? Yeah, on Tuesdays we do that. You should stick around. It's really good, and it's next on the score.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.